And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. You've been listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, and it's just that now, time for kickoff. The clock's still just at 1 minute counting down. Our Vikings have won the toss, and they have deferred to the second half. As they've come out, filled their sidelines, the Norcross Blue Devils have come out, they have filled their sidelines. The crowd is here, we're here, and we're ready to bring it to you live. And for all of that action, we'll bring you the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And thank you, Bill Osborne. Norcross, Georgia, we're up here at Blue Devil Stadium on the campus of Norcross High School. You've heard Bill and Taylor and Marty talk about it for the past hour. It is the biggest game in the state of Georgia tonight. The Lions High Vikings here at the defending state champion, Norcross Blue Devils. Vikings won the toss, elected to defer. Norcross will be kicking off. This is a north-south stadium. They'll be kicking off from the north end zone toward the south end zone. That's where we'll be receiving. No, we're going to be kicking off. That's right. Now, going back deep is number 9, Josh Boyd, along with number 6, A.J. Bush on the far side. That's number 5, I'm sorry, on the far side. That would be Miles Autry. And on the near side is number 22, and that would be
Kadarius Garrett.
Nick Hart set to kick off. Bill, the question will it be that high pooch kick that we're used to since he's kicking on grass, or will he do his best to put it into the end zone?
We'll see.
It's underway now.
We're waiting.
The official just gave the signal. Whistle has blowed. Nick Hart checks his kick team, approaches the ball, puts that left foot into it, and this playoff game's underway. Ball hits at the 20. Rolls at the 15. It's picked up by Garrett. Garrett across the 25. Still on his feet as he gets up to the 26-yard line, and that's where he'll go down. It'll be first and 10 for the Blue Devils at their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, not a deep kick ball. Nick Hart stumbled. That plant foot slid when he put it down and made that kick. He got it, like you said, down around the 12 or 15-yard line. They were able to return it to the 26, and that's where Norcross will take over. First down and 10, 11:53 on the clock.
Ball in the middle of the field. Bush, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Sends strip receivers to the far side of the field. Keeps the running back to his right. He gives it to number 9. He goes around the left side looking for a hole. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Busts one tackle, two, as he fights his way out to the 30-yard line. And they're going to mark him down, I think, at the 29. And that'll give him a 3-yard carry. It'll be second and 7 from the 29-yard line. That was Josh Boyd on the carry.
Yeah, Josh Boyd just trying to string it out. Vikings did a great job pushing him out using the sideline, and that's where they pushed him out of bounds. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side, and Bush keeps a running back on either side of him. We're in a 5-man front. Two linebackers stand our defensive end up on the wide side of the field. Ball thrown out in the flats, tip, but caught at the 30. Across the 35, the 40, the 45, down the sidelines he goes. And we push him out of bounds, Bill, at the 49-yard line.
I was pumping my fist. I saw the ball tipped, but it still had enough trajectory. It was able to get to the wide receiver. Our guys tried to push him out of bounds before he reached midfield. Did not. Oh, yes, they did. I thought maybe they didn't get him out, but they got him at the 49.
That was number 23, Chris Herndon, on the carry, a 20-yard pass play. 11:34 to go first quarter. No score in the I formation. Give it to the tailback. Gets hit in the backfield. And that was number 61. Just wrapped him up. Zach Copeland. Zach the sack man for a loss. And that'll go, they'll face it back, just a yard loss, back to the 48. So it'll be second and 11 from the 48-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Norcross going from left to right on your radio dial. Francis brings the play in. He'll go to the far side. They'll bring a receiver near side. We're showing man coverage. Bush, again in the shotgun. Keeps it back in the backfield with him. There's a snap. Drops back. Looks, pumps, throws. Throws out in the flat. Off the fingertips of the receiver number 2. Looks like Clinton Lynch. And that'll be an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 10:54 to go here in the first quarter. No score. It'll be third and 11.
On coverage for the Vikings, number 6, Eric Hart, was right there, but it was a low pass. That'll bring up third down now for the Norcross Blue Devils here. 10:54 left in the first quarter. No score.
Blue Devils in the huddle. Our Vikings will go to, will they stay at that 5-man front or go to a 4? They go to a three-man front. And timeout Norcross. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, high above Blue Devil Field, here at Blue Devil Stadium. It will be third and 11 for the Blue Devils. They send two receivers to the far side. Bush in the shotgun. He's got a wing back to the Vistra side of the field and a running back to his left. Rolls left. He looks downfield. Throws. Looks out in the flats. And incomplete pass. It was intended for number 23, Chris Herndon. And it'll be fourth and 11. And the Blue Devils will have to punt.
Yeah, he was rolling a quarterback for Norcross, having to roll out to his left. Not a very good opportunity to make a pass. He threw it short into the outside, and as a result, Lowndes has forced him to punt here. Quick snap. There's the punt.
Away. Jock Alexander signals fair catch at the 10-yard line.
They came out west. I mean, they were barely set for a second. Snap the ball, and there's a flag. Maybe not set. Yep, that's the case.
Yep, said they weren't set long enough.
Illegal procedure against Norcross, and they'll back that up and make them kick it again.
Yes, they will.
We were just sitting here getting ready to set that up for you and talk about who their punter was, who was back deep for the Vikings, and I mean the ball was snapped.
Now, Frazier is their punter. Of course, going back deep for us is Jock Alexander. And they'll back it up 5 yards, but I'm going to tell you what, he flat put his foot into it even though it was a quick kick.
Yeah, and Jock, all he could do was call the fair catch there at the 10. We'll see what they do now. We've got to be prepared. They're quickly going to come out again. The two gunners on the outside are already in place.
We've got two men on them trying to slow them down. Six-man front. High, high kick. Alexander hits across the 20. He picks it up at the 10. Goes far side to the 15. Tries to cut outside. And a great tackle out there on the corner by number 10, Emmanuel Aka, as he brings Jock Alexander down at the 15-yard line. 10:26 to go here in the first quarter. No score. This will be our Vikings. Again, false start again.
Right lined up. Same thing. Second.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. We didn't see the flag.
They're calling it quickly. I mean, what they're doing, for those of you listening at home, the two gunners on the outside are already set. The rest of the line and the back folks and the punter are running out there onto the field, and they are not set for a full second, and they snap the ball.
Blue Devils now taking their time. Alexander is now standing at his 25. I mean, Frazier at 25. There's a high, high kick. Jock Alexander now. The ball will hit at the 30. And we'll roll dead at the 24-yard line, and that's where we'll take over. First and 10 with 10:14 to go here in the first quarter. This is the first possession for our Vikings.
Well, that was 10 yards of penalty against Norcross, but we picked up 15 yards on the repeated kicks again.
Yeah, and we needed that. Here come our Vikings, and that's Sons of Thunder offensive line up over the ball. Dixon with Arvin Berry at fullback. Looks at a four-man front. Those four linebackers. We give it end around. It's 31. Brandon Roberts gets hit across the 30. And Brandon Roberts got hit at the 25 but fought off a tackle and made his way across the 30 up to about the 31, 32-yard line. 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. No score, our first possession. It will give him a 9-yard run for Brandon Roberts. It'll be second and one as he got out to the 30. See, we're going to mark him down about the 33-yard line. We've got to get to the 34. Ball on the near hash mark here in front of the press box at Norcross High School. We've changed fullbacks. Dixon puts Jerome Daniels in motion to counter. Goes to Brandon Roberts again. Brandon across the 30 to the 35. The 40 to the 50. Still on his feet. Brandon takes off. He's at the 30. He's at the 25. The 20. And they pull him down at the 19-yard line.
What a great run by Brandon Roberts on that counter. Go ahead, Marty.
We got a flag. Got two guys in motion at the same time. I think this one is coming.
Ask equipment parts supply update from Marty Rogers. It is illegal shift against our Vikings, and that huge, huge run by Brandon Roberts to come back. Instead of being second and one, they'll mark off 5 yards. It'll be second and 6. 49-yard run.
Wow, nullifies that 49-yard run. That would have been huge here in the first quarter.
9:17 to go here in the first quarter. No score. It's our Vikings' first possession. And it'll be 2nd and 6 as the ball moves all the way back to our 28-yard line. We've got to get it to the 34. 9:16, the clock is running now. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Eric Hart in at wing back. He's on the near side, tied into the visitor side of the field. That's our side. And we give it to Hart around the right side. Looks at the hole, hits one man, spins, tends, goes down. And he'll actually lose a couple of yards, Bill. Now it's going to go back from, we have gone from a 2nd and 1 to now we've gone to a 3rd and 7. As Eric got wrapped up at the line of scrimmage by a whole host of those Blue Devils. Ball in the middle of the field. Dixon in the shotgun. Bring Malik Roberts to the near side. Sends two receivers to the far side. Keeps a man in the backfield with him. Four-man front. Two linebackers. Drops back. There comes a rush. Throws out. A little pass underneath. Catch made. But we don't even get back to the original line. We don't even get back to the line of scrimmage. And we'll have to punt.
Yeah, we do. We picked up a couple yards. That'll get us 4th and 5 on a little comeback screen.
Norcross will send Miles Autry back deep to receive. John Belcher back to punt for our Vikings. Puts his foot into it. Autry takes it at the 35. Starts left by one man. Two. We hit him and bring him down. At the 40. At the 35, he got to the 40. All the way back to the 45, up to about the 46-yard line.
It's a nice punt by Belcher, but no fair catch. He was getting ready to return that thing. And he does pick up some positive yards. So Norcross, their second possession, will take it over a 1st down and 10 from their own 46-yard line. They're quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Let's see what Bush does. Keeps Boyd in the backfield with him. And timeout. Timeout, Norcross.
Nope, TV timeout.
Oh, TV timeout. I will take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box and Blue Devil Stadium here in Norcross, Georgia. It will be 1st and 10 for the Blue Devils. 7:41 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Blue Devils in the I formation. Bush goes under center. Looks at that five-man front. Gives it to the tailback. Boyd over the right side, and he'll get a yard, maybe two.
Corvion White in on the tackle for the Vikings. Just dropped him after about a 2-yard gain.
2nd and 8. As they run players, bring the play in from the sidelines. Norcross going from left to right on their radio dial. In the I formation. Again, Bush barks out the signals. Drops straight back. Throws pass out to number 12. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 23, Chris Herndon.
And Chris, one of my impact players, 6'4". I mean, this guy is huge, and that ball was right there in his hands. Big break for the Lowndes High Vikings because he was open for a 1st down.
It'll be 3rd and 7. 7:03 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Herndon comes to the sidelines. Two receivers coming near side. Miles Autry is one of them. Bush rolls right, looks, throws. Catch made for the 1st down. And
steps out of bounds. I thought he might have been out of bounds when he caught it, but they say he was in bounds and then takes a step out right at the 40.
That's Clinton Lynch with the reception as the Blue Devils move into Viking territory down to our 40-yard line. That was a 12-yard pitch and catch from Bush to Lynch. Ball on the near hash mark. 6:56 to go in the first quarter. Norcross sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Again, they tried a quarterback keeper, stuck it in Boyd's stomach, pulled it out, and A.J. Bush gets sacked back to the 48-yard line. I mean the 43-yard line. But that'll be a three-yard loss, so it will be second and 13 back at the 43.
Yeah, number 61, Zach Copeland again for the Vikings, just busting through that offensive line. Gets back there, reads that the quarterback's keeping it, makes the tackle, and that's a loss on the down, and that'll bring up second and 13, 6:26, the clock running here in the first quarter, no score.
Bush slides under center, sends his receiver to the way to the far side of the field, to our side. Play action, drops back, looks, there comes the rush, throws out, and throws the ball out of bounds. It'll be incomplete. It'll be third and 13.
Yeah, he saw that he was double covered. That was number 14, Jared Pickney for Norcross. He was double covered. He just threw the ball up and over his head and preserves a down.
Pickney is 6'4", 220-pound wide receiver.
Third and 13. I may have said third and 13 last time. I'm sorry. That was second and 13. It's now third and 13.
And Norcross sends trips to the far side of the field. Single receiver near side. Bush keeps Boyd in the backfield with him. We go to a four-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. There we come. Trying to get by. He rolls left, looks, just throws the ball way up in the air, and there's a bunch of fighting for it, and incomplete pass. And it'll be fourth down.
That was intended for Miles Autry. The Viking defense back there, number six, that was Eric Hart. They were fighting for that ball. I tell you what, I think he probably should have had offensive pass interference.
That could
Nick, hit. Eric had a shot at that interception.
That he did. And here comes Norcross quickly on to punt.
Fourth down.
And that's Jock Alexander back deep. And a little short boot kick. Get out of the way, fellas.
Shake it.
And it'll go out of bounds right around the, see where they're going to mark him down at, somewhere around the 25, give or take a yard either side.
Yeah, he just shanked that one off the side of his foot, Wes.
And they're going to mark him down, Bill, on the 25. Vikings will take over first and 10 with 5:51 to go first quarter. No score.
It was an 18-yard punt. Just came off the side of his foot.
Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Here comes Austin Dixon, our sophomore quarterback. Number 21, Alex Brown in the backfield. Tied in to the Vikings side of the field. Looking at a four-man front. Four linebackers. And again, we give it to Alex Brown. Looking for a hole. Tries to cut inside. And Bill, other than that first run that Brandon Roberts had, we've not been able to run against this Norcross defense so far.
Well, we've had the little outside run with Brandon that was able to pick us up 9 yards. Then the 49-yard counterplay that was called back on an illegal motion. And that's been it. You're right. We've lost yards since then.
Because now second and about 12. Back about the 24-yard line. Dixon with Daniels in motion. We give it to the fullback right up the middle. No, we don't. We gave it to Alex Brown on the counter, and he got to the line, back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard is going to be third. Now third and 10 is giving 2 yards as he gets back to the 25. Ball on the far side of the field. Beautiful facilities here in Norcross, Georgia. Dixon looks to the sidelines. 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Dixon, tight end, to the Norcross side of the field, puts Brown in motion toward the Vikings, give it on the counter to Brandon Roberts. Brandon hits one man, two, fights his way across the 30, up to about the 31. That's Jerome Daniels on the carry. I thought it was Brandon Roberts. It's Jerome Daniels as we get up to the 31. And it'll be fourth and about five from there, and we'll have to punt the ball. John Belcher in to punt, back deep to receive is number five, Miles Autry.
They put a little side guy out here in case the punt goes short.
Belcher. Nice high punt. It hits. Takes a Norcross bounce. Hits about the 45. Bounces back. We'll down it at the 47. And that's where Norcross will take over. First and 10 at their own 47 with 4:03 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, number 44, Jeff Phillips there to down the ball for the Vikings. But as you said, Norcross again with good starting field position. Still on their side of the field at about the 47-yard line.
Bush and the shotgun sends trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side. We're in a four-man front. Keeps a back in the backfield with him. Quickly throws out here. Catch made by 14. He's across the 50. They'll put down to across the 45. All the way down to our 40. It will be a 13-yard pass play and a first down for Norcross as they move into Viking territory. That catch made by Jared Pinkney.
Yeah, a little quick screen out there to the right side and get across the line to the Viking side of the field.
They send Pinckney now to the far side of the field with a receiver. They've got Trips out to the far side. Viking playing a lot of man coverage. We give the ball to the tailback, Josh Boyd. Spins. He's staying on his feet, still fighting. Refuses to go down. But he'll lose, maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. If not, he'll lose a yard.
Yeah, the fighting, though, was side to side, not down the field. Sometimes you say fighting down the, you know, he's still on his feet, and you think of the running back running down the field. He was having to turn sideways to try and find a hole. Vikings everywhere, and he'll lose a yard. Second down and 11, 3:15, the clock running here in the first quarter. No score.
Again, Bush sends Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side and the shotgun. Drops straight back, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Autry out in the flats. We got him and hit him, and he'll go down. And will they give it? Nope. I thought he had forward progress back to the line, back to the line of scrimmage, but they'll say he'll lose a yard, Bill. And now it'll be third and 12, and we're inside 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Clock just keeps ticking here in the first quarter. Lowndes with 14 yards rushing, 0 yards rushing for Norcross here in the first quarter so far.
Bush, ball on the far hash mark. Norcross going from left to right on your radio dial. He sends Twins to the near side. Two receivers far side. Put that running back just to his right. Again, we're showing blitz off the corner. Here we come out the middle. Throws out. Turns. Catch made. We slip and fall down. Catch made by Clinton Lynch. And
he steps out of bounds inside the five.
We slipped and fell on the coverage. Bill left him wide open. Down the sidelines he goes, and he stepped out of bounds at the five-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Norcross. I'm at the five with 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. That was a 38-yard pass play, but it would have been well short of the first down, I believe, if our guy hadn't fallen down. They go to the I formation. Bush with a tight end to our side of the field. Takes a snap. Gives it to the tailback around the left side. Boyd looking for a hole. And they say he got down to the one. It will be a four-yard carry to be second and goal from about the one-yard line. Inside 2 minutes to go. And here come the Blue Devils again in that I formation. Tied in to the home side of the field. Again to the tailback. He slips and falls, and he'll fall at the 1.5, so they'll actually lose about a yard. So it'll be third and goal from the 2-yard line. Autry is coming. It is Bush comes to the sidelines, gets the play as we're inside a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Big third down play for Norcross. Big third down play for our Vikings. Twins to the far side. Again, the I formation. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. Again, the boy trying to stretch it outside. We hit him. There's a flag into the end zone. Touchdown, but there's a flag on the play.
Let's see what that flag's going to be. They threw it right there in the middle of the pile.
Well, let's see what we're going to have. And it is holding against Norcross.
We'll accept that. March it back 10. Take the 6 off the board. That'll bring up third down and goal now. From outside the 10, we'll see where they actually mark it.
They're going to mark it out on the 11-yard line. So third and goal from the 11. We're at the 1 minute mark to go here in the first quarter. No score. A mistake by our Vikings put Norcross in scoring position. A mistake by Norcross has just cost them 6. Boyd under center. Play action pass. Looking. Throws toward the end zone. Catch made. Touchdown, Norcross.
That was number 83 for them that made the catch. That's Marquise Solomon.
That ball was thrown. We couldn't tell if it was caught or knocked away.
So Norcross loses the 6 on a holding, makes it back up on an 11-yard pass.
Bingham on to attempt the extra point. It's good. 52.9 seconds to go. Norcross 7, our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box in Norcross, Georgia, Blue Devil Stadium, as Norcross has just quickly jumped on the board, 7-0. And we'll be back with the, we'll go to Taylor right after the kickoff for the Paige Hegan Air drive recap. Short kick, fair catch signaled at the 25,
I think.
At the 25. Let's go to Taylor.
The last drive for the Norcross Blue Devils, 7 plays, 53 yards, ran 3 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock, resulted in 11-yard touchdown pass, number 83, Marquez Solomon. The Blue Devils do lead our Vikings 7-0 with 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
The Vikings will thank you, Taylor, for that Paige Heating and Air drive recap. Marvin Berry in at fullback. Tied in to the Norcross side of the field there at a four-man front. Dixon puts Hart in motion and gives it to Berry right up the middle. He runs into 1-2. Wildcats look at big. Arvin keep running, and there's a flag as it comes in. And usually when it, the way that comes in, it's either going to be a face mask or holding.
They threw it right into the back of one of the players, right into the pile. Let's see.
And the official steps out. Personal foul, face mask.
Against Norcross, so that'll march it off 15, give us a first down.
From the 30, that should take it out to the 45-yard line. That'll be our first down on the night. And that comes via a penalty. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Norcross 7, Iron Vikings nothing. And here come the Vikings, and we bring Malik Roberts to the near side. Jerome Daniels at one wing back. We bring Alex Brown in motion. Quickly throws out to Brown. Catch made, gets hit, and immediately we get back, gets nowhere. Catch was made at the line of scrimmage, and Alex was tackled immediately.
Well, the defensive end, number 8, we talked about him already. Lorenzo Carter was coming out. Austin had to throw the ball up and over that 6'5" frame, and it took just a little half second for the ball to get to Alex Brown. Didn't have any opportunity to get up the
that
field.
Could be the last play. And we get to 3-2. And that's the end of the first quarter. It is Norcross 7, our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box in Norcross, Georgia. I'm Wes James along with Bill Osborne. And for all you folks listening at home interested, it is Colquitt 21, Tequila nothing in the first quarter in their third-round playoff game. But here at Blue Devil Stadium, it is Norcross 7, our Vikings nothing. As we get ready to start the second quarter, it will be Viking football second and 10 from our own 45. We've swapped into the field. Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial toward the south end zone and toward the scoreboard. Of course, the Vikings won the toss and elected to defer, and we'll get the ball to start the second half. A beautiful night up here. Great stadium, great facilities, and just a great place to play a high school football game. We will now get ready to play some football as the official. We're ready to come out of television timeout. Georgia Public Television is broadcasting the game on GPB. And I understand the radio broadcast is just a little bit behind the television broadcast. So
okay.
That happens sometimes. And sometimes you can go in the studio and the engineer can sync it. Gets it on the screen and kind of syncs it.
Got an update. It is 21-3 now.
21-3. Thank you, Taylor.
That is the Colquitt Tequila score.
Mind everybody, the Lounge Tie Randy McPherson Coaches Show sponsored in part by Deloach's Body Works at Cheddar's on Norman Drive on Tuesday night. We'll be on the air at 6:45, round table at 7. Coach Matt comes in about 7:15, brings players. Great place, great food, great atmosphere. It's a great place to be on a Tuesday night for Lounge High football.
TV timeout, guys, still on the field for Georgia Public Broadcasting. So,
if you're just now joining us, my first possession, Brandon Roberts wheeled off a 9-yard run, and then he wheeled off a 49-yard run, but it was called, we had a 2-minute in motion, and it came back, and we have not been able to, we've got a first down, one first down since then, but that came via a penalty, and we've got 18 yards rushing so far in the first half, in the first quarter. And Norcross, on the other hand, has three. Passing a little bit different. 92 yards for Norcross, only two for our Vikings. But now we're getting ready to go. Dixon slides under center. Tied into the our side of the field, to the home side of the field. Puts the man in motion. And we give it to the fullback right up the middle and gets absolutely nowhere. It'll be third and 10. That was Arvin Berry on the carry. Alex Brown in the backfield along with, here comes Eric Hardy and Brandon Roberts. And Nate Brantley will come in at fullback. Third and 10, just underway here in the second quarter. Vikings trailing 7-0. Offensive line. Here come the Sons of Thunder up over the football, looking at that Norcross four-man front. Outside linebacker up tight, almost like a lineman. We give it to Brandon Roberts on the carry. Turns, the ball's on the ground, and I think Norcross may have fallen on it.
The ball rolled up about to the 46-yard line of
Norcross.
We'll see where they who gives the ball here, though. They're trying to sort it out. The ball shot out of the hand of Brandon Roberts.
We got the ball in our hand. Christian Parker's standing there holding it.
They're trying to unpile it, and Christian Parker's got it in his hand. So
it's
first down.
Down
Vikings.
First down Vikings. And there
Norcross
has an injured player down. So how often does that happen? Brandon Roberts fumbled the ball, and Christian Parker fell on the football, and it'll be a first down Vikings down at the Norcross 45.
The chain crew had put up fourth down, and the referee kept pointing, first down, and they have moved it to the first down now.
And that's number 13. That is Jordan Knoll, senior safety, 6'3", 175-pounder, but he's up. He's running to the sidelines.
Lucky kick. I mean, that's one of those, the luck of the bounce that you
yep.
that you hope for during a game like this, that the Vikings maintain control, not only maintain control, get a first down.
Ball on the far hash mark, 11-11 to go here in the first half, trailing 7-0. Arvin Berry at fullback. As Dixon, waiting for the umpire to step off of the ball. Brandon Roberts at wing back on our near side. Dixon slides under center, looks at that Blue Devil four-man front, puts Roberts in motion. Gives it to Berry right up the middle, and Berry just drives hard for about 3 yards as it gets down to about the 42-yard line. 10:50 to go here in the first quarter. In this first half, Vikings trailing 7-0. Nate Brantley on the carry. He's in at fullback. Roberts and Eric Hart are the wingbacks. We look to the sidelines to get the play. It'll be second, giving 4 yards. It'll be second and six. The ball down at the Norcross 42-yard line. Four linebackers for Norcross. They're showing blitz off the right side. Do they come? Yes, they do. And we give the ball to Hart. Hart runs right into the teeth of that Blue Devil defense. He'll get to the 40, which will be about a yard and a half. Bill's going to be third and five from the 40-yard line. With 10 minutes to go here in the first half. Eric Hart comes out. Malik Roberts comes in, as does Alex Brown.
Third and five now. 9:55 here left in the half. Vikings trail 7-0.
We send Malik to the far side. Alex Brown wing back to our side. Dixon waiting on the snap. Brown in motion. Drops back. Look, steps up. There comes the rush. They've got him, and he goes down back around the 49-yard line. We're going to lose about 9 yards on that play. He stepped up in the pocket, kept waiting for the receiver to come open. Nothing there, and we couldn't hold him off forever, and he went down back at their 49-yard line as John Beltrick now comes in to punt. It'll be 4th and 13 with 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Josh Miles Autry, their wide receiver, back deep to punt. He receives the ball and gets hit. The ball's on the ground. And we have recovered it at the 15. Miles Autry did not signal fair catch. He caught the ball, was drilled immediately, and it will be Viking football at the Norcross 15-yard line.
Well, I was just looking at that, and I'm thinking, Miles, this guy's got to call a fair catch. He is being barreled down on, but refused to call the fair catch, barely gets his hands on it. When we hit him, make the tackle, make the fumble recovery, and it's now Vikings ball, first down and 10 from about the 16-yard line, 8:54 left in the half. We trail 7-0.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Looks at that Blue Devil four-man front, four linebackers. Again, Dixon drops back, looks, throws, tries. Oh, the ball is intercepted by Norcross. Up at the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Down the sidelines he goes at the 50. Cuts back inside. Across field, runs right into a couple of Vikings. All the way down to I-37, 38-yard line, Bill. It was Jordan Knoll, the injured safety who's back on the field, stepped in front of Malik Roberts at the goal line and has returned it all the way back to our 41-yard line. No, I'm sorry. Yep, before they're going to mark it down at our 39-yard line.
So the Vikings get a break and then immediately turn it over. So now a turnover for each team.
And this is a very costly turnover for our Vikings. Norcross sends three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Bush in the shotgun. Boyd right beside him. Drops back, looks, throws, pump fake, starts to run, tucks the ball. He runs right up the middle, and he'll get down to our 31-yard line. Give him about 6-7 yards on the carry. Nothing was there, and Bush just took off with it.
Yeah, good heads-up play by Bush. He saw nothing open down there. Pulled it under, gave a pump fake, and then drove down in there.
7 yards on the carry. It'll be second and 3. The ball at our 31-yard line. Again, Bush will send three receivers far side, single receiver near side. We've hit the 8-minute marker at the first half, trailing 7-0. Gives it to Boyd, the tailback. Hits one man, two, spins inside, has the first down as he gets down around the 25. Well, say he only made it to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, he needed two. He picked up about 4.
So all the way down to our 26. Ball on the near hash mark as Norcross has headed toward that north end zone. 7:49 to go first quarter. Our Vikings trail 7-0. Norcross, two receivers far side. Now they slide Miles Autry, that deadly wide receiver, out in the slot. So they've got trips that way. Single receiver near side. Bush again looking. He rolls, stops, comes back towards us under pressure. Throws, had a man wide open. And the ball was intended for Autry, but he overthrew it, but almost caught by the backup wide receiver who had went toward the end zone and was coming back toward the play. Stops the clock with 7:29 to go. It'll be second and 10. The ball at the Viking 26-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, the Blue Devils trips to the far side. We're showing man coverage. Bush and the shotgun for the Blue Devils. Looking at a Viking four-man front. Quarterback keeper all the way. We hit him, and he'll actually lose about a yard, so it'll be third and 11 back at the 27-yard line.
Looked like A.J. Harper. We'll get a number for you on that tackle. It was number 59, A.J. Harper, just crashed through that line of scrimmage. Make the tackle for loss about a yard, maybe two.
That was a quarterback keeper all the way.
Third and 11, a one-yard loss.
Yep. And Josh Boyd, the running back, brings the play in, tells Bush what it's going to be, moves to his right. Twins to the near side, twins to the far side. Again, a four-man front for our Vikings. We're showing blitz. We come. Jailhouse break. We're coming after him. Somebody get a hand on him. He throws the ball away and knocked away by Eric Hart. Bush, what a great play under pressure, trying to throw it away. Miles Autry, the wide receiver, was coming back, and Eric Hart reached around and knocked the ball away. So it'll be fourth and 11, the ball at the 27-yard line. And I think they're fixing to trot their field goal kicker out on the field.
Zach Copeland and Brian Bell in there on huge pressure on the quarterback. And he just has to throw it away. Looks like they're going to go for it. Right?
They're going to go. I thought they might be attempt a field goal, but they're going for it. Big fourth down play here for our Vikings. Fourth and 11. And timeout. Norcross will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. high above Blue Devil Field in the Blue Devil Stadium on the campus of Norcross High School. It is Norcross 7, our Vikings nothing. 6:43 to go here in the first half. And the Blue Devils face a 4th and 11 back at the 27-yard line. We had the ball 1st and 10 from their 15. We threw an interception. They returned it to the 37. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Again, we're in a 3-man front 4 now. We showed blitz and we backed out. Bush looks, throws right across the middle. Catch made for the first down at the 15, and he'll fight his way all the way down to the 12-yard line. Receiver came underneath and just made that little slant underneath. Threw it right on the money. First down for Norcross just outside the 10-yard line. 6:34 to go here in the half. Quickly, Norcross to the line of scrimmage. Again, trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Bush in the shotgun. Gives it to Boyd. Boyd gets hit through the line, spins, turns into the end zone. Touchdown, Josh Boyd. 11-yard run by Josh Boyd, by the senior, and has put Norcross up 13-0 with 6:14 to go here in the first half.
Nothing real fancy that time by Boyd. He just one little spin move and into the end zone.
Bingham on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And with 6:14 to go, it's Norcross 14. Our Vikings nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. Back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box in Norcross, Georgia. 6:14 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 14-0. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive for the Norcross Blue Devils, they went 7 plays, 39 yards, ran 4 minutes and 57 seconds off the clock. Resulted in an 11-yard touchdown run by number 9, Josh Boyd. Norcross leads the Vikings 14-0 with 6 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the first half of play.
Thank you, Taylor, for that page. Heating and air drive recap. Bingham on to kick off for the Blue Devils. He'll set it down at the 40 on the near hash mark as we take Alex Brown, Brandon Roberts, and Eric Hart back deep to receive for our Vikings. Kickoffs have not been deep here this evening. And again, a high pooch kick that Brandon Roberts takes it to 15. Goes far side at the 20. The 25 gets hit and is upended at the 26-yard line. And that's where he'll go down.
Shoestring tackle by number 28, Rashad Pettigrew. He just, caught him as Brandon went in the air just by the shoestring, if you will.
And we'll see now what Coach Mack has dialed up for our Vikings. Trailing by 14 here in this third round state playoff game.
6:08 left here in the half. We trail 14-0, and it's first down and 10 for the Vikings.
Jerome Daniels, Brandon Roberts, Arvin Berry in the backfield. We are in that Eagle offense, which means we've got two tight ends. We bring Brandon Roberts in motion, and we give it to Brandon around the left, right side. He goes over one man, two, fights his way from the 25 up to about the 28-yard line, giving 3 yards on the carry. Should be second and 7 from there because we're now inside 6 minutes. West James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, bringing you all outside football action. Ball in the middle of the field. Here comes the Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Again, we've gone to that Eagle offense. Four down linemen, four linebackers for Norcross. Again, Roberts in motion. And we give it to Daniels on the carry by one man, two. Big Jerome still on his feet. He's across the 30, the 35. He has the first down as he fights his way out to the 37-yard line. Good run by Jerome Daniels to get us a first down, give us a little breathing room. Here with 5:23 to go in the half, trailing 14-0.
They're going to spot the ball about the 38. That'll be a 10-yard run by Jerome Daniels.
Here come Malik Roberts in at wide receiver. We put tight end to the Vikings side of the field. We got a man in motion. Rolls right. Austin Dixon was looking to throw the ball and ran right into the arms of number 27, Brandon Garner.
And that's a huge loss, Wes.
Bill, that's almost a 10, 12-yard loss.
11 yards on the loss.
So it'll be second and 21 all the way back to the 27-yard line. We've got to get across the 47. Gabe Neighbors checks in for our Vikings. Dixon calls out the play. They show blitz. Now they back off. Got a man in motion. Pitch out. It's Alex. It's Alex Brown. As he gets hit, as he gets across the 30 up to about the 34, he'll pick up 6, maybe 7 yards on the carry. Billy's going to make it third and about 15 from there.
Yeah, a big tackle by number 48, Kevin Muhan. One of the impact players we talked about in the pregame show.
We second and 14 with four third. Minutes to go here.
Third down.
14. Third and 14. Just inside 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Ball on the near hash mark. Dixon goes under center. Got a man in motion. And we give it to Eric Hart on the counter. Eric running behind the Sons of Thunder. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And that's about as far as he's going to get. Bill, it'll be fourth down, maybe fourth and 10, fourth and 11, and we'll have to punt the football. We'll be fourth and 10, and we will have to punt the football. Belcher will come in, and they'll send number 5, Miles Autry, back deep to receive. The man has, I will say one thing about their kick returner, he has no fear.
Yeah, he has not called a fair catch. We'll see what happens here.
He's standing about his own 29. There's a snap. No rush. High, high kick. He signals fair catch now, and he makes it at the 25. That's where Norcross will take over. First and 10 with 2:58 to go here in the first half. Our Vikings trailing 14-0.
One of the things we forgot to do earlier, just want to remind you that the Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics and their activities. They are the Georgia Farm Bureau, Verizon, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Technical College System of Georgia, and we'll come back to the rest of those in just a moment.
Norcross will send trips to the far side, single receiver near side, Bush in the shotgun with Boyd right beside him to his left, looking at a Viking four-man front. We show man coverage, they give it to Boyd. Boyd keeps the ball, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and I think that's about as far as he's done. They're going to give him a yard, maybe a yard and a half. It's going to be, I'll give him 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 as he gets out from the 25 to the 27-yard line. Trey Jackson in on the tackle as we approach the 2:35 mark here in the first half, trailing 14-0.
Also want to thank Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, Sports Medicine South, Regions Bank, Georgia Army National Guard, and the Sports Authority.
Three receivers go to the Viking side of the field. Single receiver near side. Again, they give it to Boyd. As he goes one way, cuts back, runs right into a whole host of Vikings swinging battle axes, and they'll stop him there at the 27. It'll be third and 8 from the 27-yard line. Clock running. As we get down, it will be just under 2 minutes to go when the ball is snapped on this play. Vikings trailing 14-0. Here on a beautiful night here in northeast Georgia. Two receivers far side, single receiver far side. Bush keeps a running back on either side of him now. And the shotgun. Drops straight back. Little screen pass, saw it coming. And we get a hand on the receiver. He gets by one man. That's Boyd. Gets hit. Spins. He'll go out of bounds. He's going to be close to the first down, Bill. He's going to be close to the first down. I think he got it.
Well, they said he was tackled inbounds. With that, that means now they'll stop it to move the chain, stop the clock, but then they'll start it right back up.
He does get a first down all the way out to the 36, 35-yard line. And as soon as the chains get set, the clock is running. Norcross has one timeout, and we have three. They send trips to the far side. They've got a man almost all to our sidelines. They throw out in the flats, catch made, gets hit. It's going to be just shy of the first down as they get out to the 45-yard line. They needed to get to the 46. We approach the one-minute mark to go here in the first half. Our Vikings trailing 14-0. Be second and one as Norcross quickly comes to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the Vikings side of the field. Bush in the shotgun. Takes a snap, looking downfield for a receiver. Looking, he's under pressure, starts to run. Now he throws the ball off the hands of Miles Autry. That'll stop the clock with 47.6 seconds to go. It'll be third and a yard Autry was down around our 35, but Bush was under a lot of pressure from several Vikings.
Yeah, Brandon Roberts was back in coverage trying to stay with his man. Then he realized the ball was kind of fluttering in the air. By then it was too late to get over to it. If he'd have seen that earlier, possibly could have had an opportunity for an interception.
All right, Bush in the shotgun. Trip receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Third and a yard. And he gets hit. And he goes down behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down. And clock's running at 40 seconds. And they're going to let it continue to run. Norcross has a timeout. Now they stop the clock. They're out of timeouts with 34.8 seconds to go.
They do stop it. Oh, we stop the clock. It'll be a timeout lounge.
Okay,
fourth and one for Norcross, almost fourth and two here.
And
that ball is hovering at the 45-yard line.
You know what Coach McPherson is wanting them to think about? You want to punt the ball, or if you want to go for it, you just want to do the quarterback keeper. We stopped you. Do you want to turn the ball over this far in your territory? Do you want to punt it to us and see what we can do with it?
Well,
I'm back deep in our territory.
If I'm Norcross, I'm going for it. Defensively, Norcross has been able to stop us short of a couple plays. And I hate to say that. I don't think they fear us at all offensively right now. And the Vikings if they can get a stop here and a turnover on downs, that would be huge, even though we're only talking about 34 seconds left in the half.
And Bush will go under center. Tries to keep it, and he has the first down as he went over the right side. He took it, stood up, and then went behind that offensive line. He's got the first down as he gets out to the 46-yard line.
He needed one and a half. He got just that. So first down, Norcross, 30 seconds left in the half. Vikings trail 14 to nothing, clock running.
And they do have, Norcross has one timeout. We're in a three-man front, now four. Bush barks out signals. Again, he's looking for a receiver. Looking, throws across the middle, and knocked away from Miles Autry at the 40-yard line. Stopped the clock with 17.7 seconds to go.
Great coverage by number 31, Brandon Roberts. Right there as the ball was getting there. Made the hit, knocks it away. It'll bring up second down and 10 now for Norcross. 17.7 seconds with Lowndes trailing 14 to nothing here in the first half.
And Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. Norcross, twins, two receivers far side, two receivers near side. A.J. Bush, our quarterback, in the shotgun. Looks at that four-man front. Here we come again. He just throws the ball way up in the air looking for somebody. We go up and stripped and knocked away. That's number 28 on back on coverage. That is Carlos Lee. Great job by Carlos Lee. He went up
against a much bigger receiver. Carlos Lee, only 5'8".
And that was, I believe that's Jared Pinkney, the 6'4 receiver. Went up and knocked that ball away.
That may have been Herndon at 6'4". It is. That was Chris Herndon, 6'4" senior. Knocked it away by 5'8" quarterback.
Great play there by Carlos Lee. I think they must have measured him with his cleats on because he's every bit of about 5'6", 5'7", but great play by Carlos.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. 10.9 seconds to go, third and 10. Bush in the shotgun. We're showing blitz. Here we come. He drops back, looks, we get a hand on him, throws the ball out towards the flat. It's going to be out of bounds anyway. Wouldn't have mattered if it had been caught. That'll stop the clock, though, Bill, with 5.1 seconds, and it'll be fourth down for Norcross, and you know they're going to go for it. They went for it before. I think they'd go for it again.
Yeah, again, that was number 28, Carlos Lee on coverage, knocks the ball away and forces the fourth down and 10 for Norcross.
Great pressure there by Trey Jackson, and it made the quarterback throw it, and that was a very, very dangerous play. The throw there was so late coming. Carlos almost had a bead on it, and that would have been nothing but green grass in front of him.
Now we're going back deep, Bill. We're going through what we would call our dime package.
Well, they think they're thinking pooch punt.
There's a snap, drops back, looks, starts to run up the middle, and he's wide open. He's got the first down, gets hit, goes down, but that's the end of the first half. A great quarterback draw.
There's a flag, guys. I think we will decline it, but there's a flag on the play. That's what it is.
Holding. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson.
Coach, not the way you wanted to start the game, but what do you tell your team at halftime?
Man, we still got to keep playing. You know, they made some plays and we didn't.
Coach, you get the ball second half. Hopefully you come down and put some points on the board.
Yeah, that's what we're going to try, huh? Sure.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you, Marty, for that. Coach, for the Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. And Vikings trail 14-0 here at halftime here in the third round of the state 6A playoff games. And we'll be back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.